This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this first weekend of September. And we have a terrific show for you this week, if I have to say so myself. My first guest is the author of a book called Earth, Wind, and Fire, Shining Star. He's the lead singer and one of the founding fathers of the group. Philip Bailey will be joining us from American Ninja Warriors. Matt Eisman will be here. Calling in from Madrid, Spain, Ted McGinley will be on the show. Great actor. And then Bill Dunn will be talking about something that we all get, payroll. Next hour, we have actor, director, comedian, singer Robert Townsend, Paul Huckman, talking about a very unique automobile tracker, actor Tom Cavanaugh from The Flash, and then Easy Meals prepared by Mandy Lanfeld. And that's all coming up this week. In fact, the next 2 hours, live with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with Earth, Wind, and Fire's Philip Bailey.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
You know, it's nice when you're able to say you don't have to introduce the music you just heard, because it's known worldwide and has been for a lot of years. I tell you, it just doesn't get any better than Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's a new book called Shining Star, which is in front of me right now in hardcover, and it's braving the elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, penned by one of its founding fathers. Actually came into the group a couple of years later, but really runs it now. Philip Bailey joins us. Hi, Philip. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Philip, this book is sensational. I've had this on my desk for a couple of weeks, and finally I picked it up and I started reading it. Could not put it down. This is a great profile of what, as is quoted, and I love this line, happens when real life exceeds your dreams. What a story, Philip.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I wrote it as a backdrop to what has now become the soundtrack of so many people's lives, to give them a little inside view of what was going on inside my mind and heart and life as these songs were written and recorded. Those of us who've been with us for quite some time that came to some of the larger shows back in the day when we were doing those, to give them some insight as to what was going on. And then just to speak inspirationally to the fact that, you know, life had to go on, and how I survived the ups and downs, the ins and outs, for now almost 45 years.
I would assume writing this had to be a little bit of a tough venture, because you go through the great times and the bad times. I mean, first of all, the group joined through the efforts of Maurice White. You joined it, what, in 1972 you became the lead singer?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to be the main lead singer, and then as Maurice, being the writer and conceptualizer, you know, as he was writing things, and me and him really kind of, it was like a hand in glove in terms of us understanding, you know, being in sync with one another. The vocal sound became, you know, myself and Maurice. So we would just malt everything and sing all the tracks, every chorus, every line, and the whole vocal sound is myself and Maurice.
And they talk about the concept, which was Maurice's definition of what his idea in his mind was, even sitting down and putting ideas and stage presentations and things on a piece of paper. But you talk about the early years, and I always enjoy hearing about the early years, because it reminds me of the people who think that struggle to get to where he is. You talk about your mom being concerned about respiratory issues because you played the sax. You tell a great story about stealing milk when you were younger. And then you talk about the Philly gig uptown, and you had enough money to get to this gig, but you didn't know if you had enough money to come back, and you really did something on stage in the beginning, which you were all very apprehensive about doing, just sitting there.
Just sitting there in the lotus position and staring at the audience as they threw stuff at you and called you names.
Yeah.
And just kind of transfixed and kind of hypnotized them with our stoic postures and so forth, and then introduced this little thumb, African thumb piano, the kalimba sound that they had never, you know, heard before, electrified like that, and then just went into our set and stole the audience.
Tell us about how you met Maurice.
Well, I met Maurice because they played in, the first band played in Denver on a promotional tour, and our band was asked to open the show, and so I met him on the elevator. Going up the elevator, and he had on a big cowboy hat and some bell-bottom pants, and, you know, looking very city slick, and I was looking very country bumpkin, and he smelled like coconuts. because, you know, that was the day back in the day, you know, the oils,
coconut,
you know,
oil, yeah,
everybody was wearing. So, you know, so that was my first memory.
Now, a gentleman by the name of Perry Jones was very influential in your career, too, wasn't he?
He sure was. He actually started to mentor my band, who Larry Dunn was part of, and Andrew Woolfolk in Denver. He was working there with Transcontinental Distributing. Yeah, and so he was the one that actually is responsible for my meeting Maurice and moving on up to Los Angeles. So he has a great, he had a great part to do in my life.
Now, all of this great creativity, this fantastic fan following, these large arenas and stadiums that you're doing, and in 1983, it comes to a kind of a end when Maurice breaks up the group. It's in a financial and emotional end, I might add, both of the things. Then you teamed up with Phil Collins with the duet Easy Lover, but then reformed the group, and you became the new leader of the group then.
Yeah, well, when we reformed the group, Maurice was still there for a few years, and when we reformed the group, he was just at the beginning, hadn't been diagnosed yet with Parkinson's, but later on, it was he was unable to do any more touring, and that's how I became the de facto leader.
Yeah, but I tell you something, you've done a heck of a job. And, you know, again, I go back to what I said earlier about everybody thinking that fame all of a sudden just happens to you. Here you were at the top of the game, and you were playing a gig in Japan at a halftime of an automobile race. And there you are in the middle on a bandstand where you used to be at stadiums. And you and Maurice looked at each other and said, what the heck happened here?
Yeah, exactly. We said, well, you know what? If this is the way we're going to go out, then we should just leave it here.
Yeah.
So we contemplated leaving it there, but we had the wrong management. We were with, at that time, we were the late Jerry Weintraub, and just making some wrong decisions. But we went through a period where I call the no man's land, you know, whether you don't know if you have any significance, sir. You know, you're starting to really wonder, you know, if you should hang it up.
Yeah.
And we have to survive that time period, too, to get to the resurgence, which now has never stopped.
No, you're absolutely right. And what I like about this book, and I know that our listeners are going to like it, too, is that you not only talk about the professional bumps in the road, but the personal ones. I mean, absent father and husband, how you reconciled with your dad, the reason why you wrote the song Reasons about your earlier life in bars playing as a youngster.
Right.
And keeping the band together. But you got some personal stuff in here, and a great pictorial, I might add, about what it takes to really sustain a very difficult career in the entertainment business.
Well, you know, I actually met the Lord in 1975. I'm a Christian, and that's when things began to kind of come together. Not without many, you know, ups and downs, bumps in the roads, or whatever, but with a more sustained, purposeful focus on, you know, my destiny. And so I talk about that in the book as well.
You did a great job. I am being very honest with you. A terrific job. As I mentioned earlier, enormous amount of success with over 90 million records sold, 8 Grammy Awards out of 20 nominations, a 2000 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and now a big author with the book Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, penned by its lead singer, Philip Bailey. Philip, do me a favor. I know that you are on a horrendous schedule these days, but would you come back and join us sometimes? I would love to have you back. You're not only a great guest, a magnificent talent, a very good author. This is a good book.
Thank you very much. It's been my honor to talk to you today, and I sure will. I'll come back and visit anytime you'd like me to.
Oh, Phil, thanks for doing that. Good luck with the book, and I urge everybody to get it. Shining Star, Braving the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, available in hardcover as we speak, written by the great Philip Bailey. Thanks, Philip. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you.
What a guy, what a group. Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's more to come today.
Shining Star, thank you to see. Put your life on, so you're happy. Shining Star.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next friend is a big friend of ours here on the show. Really big. Sound like Sullivan here. And it's back for a new season of American Ninja Warriors. It's season number 10, but it's the seventh full season on NBC. Joining us right now is our friend Matt Eisman. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Ron, always good to catch up. I thought you were going with big size in reference to the fact that I am no longer ninja size. We're by far the largest people around on the show. Everyone else is in such good shape. Even Akbar is in great shape. I appreciate that Big was a big friend.
You and I have had this conversation in the past. I don't know how these people do what they do. I don't even know if they're from this world. I watch this thing in amazement and think to myself, why do you even train for this?
That's just it, Ron, is every year the course gets harder, and yet these athletes find a way to do it. And it's such a testament to, it's a simple formula. It's not always the ones who have the most talent. It's the ones who work the hardest. And it's just, these people are relentless. Stories of people who said, I went in there and I spent an hour and a half trying one obstacle before I got up one wrong. And then, you know, and then I got another wrong. And it's just this persistence, and it's these people who have this unbelievable drive and this willingness to work not once a week but every day. And to balance that, why, you know, these people have jobs, they have families, and that's what makes it so amazing, is they're not professional athletes who are paid to work out all the time. These are people who do this out of just sheer passion. And that's what's so awesome. I think it's that when you watch the show, you see people, everyday people, people who have jobs, people who have families, people who have everyday problems, just like all of us, and yet they're still finding ways to do these incredible physical feats. And I think it's that's what's so cool, is they're relatable. They are. They're you, me, they're our neighbors, they're our friends, they're our parents, they're us.
You wonder how they even practice for this, because things that they do on that show aren't things that you find at health fitness place.
Absolutely, and that's what's been cool, Ron, is we've seen the growth now of these ninja gyms, and wherever you are, even in the armed forces, we have Alpha Warrior now. So many of the bases now have actually added obstacle course type training and made it available, because it's kind of like this CrossFit thing where I think people are a little bored with doing stuff like the treadmill, and they want a challenge. They want something to kind of aspire to. They want something that pushes them out of their comfort zone. And that's just what American Ninja Warrior does. And it's a great way to measure yourself, to do something that when you first try it, you think, I'll never be able to do this. But days go by, weeks go by, months go by, and all of a sudden you've mastered it. And I think there's this unbelievable satisfaction that these athletes get in seeing the progress, in seeing the hard work pay off. And even going, you know, when we see these athletes get better from season to season and know how hard they work, that's what's so impressive to me, is the dedication that these people show.
I think I asked you this before, Matt. Have you ever tried any of the things on the course?
Well, it's when it's a reminder, Ron, that I am no longer quite the athlete I think I am. The last time I tried an obstacle, I broke my foot and had to have surgery. So it was was a good reminder that you can't just walk out and think you're athletic and try these things. You really need to have put the time in, and gave me such respect for these athletes, these men and women who are dominating on the course. And now we've dropped the age limit to 19. You're going to see a kid whose nickname is the kid, Matisse Awad. He's 19 years old. He's a college student out there competing against some people who are twice his age. It is awesome to watch these young kids get a shot on the course and see just how passionate and how capable they are, too.
But, Matt, how many of them could have won the 2017 Celebrity Apprentice? Now, you got to look at it that way.
Yeah, there you go, Ron. You know? That's where I really say I shine. It's,
sure.
It's something where it's intellectual, and I get to talk to Schwarzenegger. And that's still, you know, one of the greatest moments of my life was getting to win Celebrity Apprentice, and not just because I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, but getting to raise nearly $1 million for my charity, the Arthritis Foundation, was awesome. But I will admit, meeting Arnold Schwarzenegger was just about as cool. Because that guy, you know, growing up, there was no one bigger
sure.
than Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now that he's kept me in his life, we're working together on some charity projects. I still get to see the guy. It was a life-changing experience for me.
Well, let's talk about a life-changing experience for a moment, okay? What exactly happened when you told your family after you earned a medical degree that you wanted to go into entertainment? Was that the loud noise I heard?
My dad's a doctor, and I was working at the hospital where my dad was a professor at the University of Colorado. And when I told him that my heart wasn't in medicine and that I was thinking of doing stand-up comedy, it took me a month and a half to get the courage up to tell him.
I would assume.
Because I was terrified of what he was going to say. I was terrified I was going to break his heart. And the first words out of his mouth were, "Life is short. Do what makes you happy."
Really?
And it's been the best advice I've ever gotten in my life. And I still don't know. I still have no idea how my dad managed to say those words.
Yeah.
But to his credit, that was what he told me. And it's been kind of the guiding principle of my life since then.
Boy, that is really an understanding father.
Well, that's what I said, Ron.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have children, but if I did, I hope I could be half the man my dad is and be as supportive and understanding as he's been to me. And the fact that it's worked out has made it great. And I think he's seen how much I love what I do and how much satisfaction I get out of my job. So I'm really lucky to have a dad like mine.
I don't want to downplay the fact that you've had a successful career as the host of the show, but do you think part of the reason that they hired you is because you could be a medic on duty?
Right. It's two birds, one stone.
Yeah, right.
You're probably right, Rod. The MD comes in handy, although it's been a while, so I'm not exactly as useful as I used to be to medicine. It's nice to have in the background, just in case, you know, Ninja Warrior ever goes away. I guess you could see me at your local clinic someday, and I'll have some good stories to tell about my time in Hollywood.
You know, one of these days you got to come on the show when you have more time and talk about all the other things that you have done. For example, the one-man show, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, all the things you've done, Hot in Cleveland, and the fact, and I give you a lot of credit for this, I really do, okay, with working with the troops in Iraq, Afghanistan, Korea, Bosnia, Hungary,
yeah.
The list goes on and on and on. That's great work, Matt. That's a sign of a real patriot.
Well, it's, you know, I know how lucky I am that we have people who are willing to put their lives on the line so we can live here in the greatest country on earth. So anytime I have a chance to do something for the troops, I will always do it. And doing shows in Iraq, we did shows in Saddam's palace or Afghanistan or going to some of those forward operating bases and, you know, getting to see those 18-year-olds out there who are out there keeping us safe and fighting for freedom. Those are the people who are the real heroes. And that's why it's always awesome on American Ninja Warrior when we have people with a military background or people who are firefighters or policemen or EMTs, those people who spend their lives keeping us all safer. Those are the people who are the real heroes. Those are the real ninja warriors in my book.
Yeah, amen. There's no doubt about it. Well, Matt, you got to do me a favor. You got to come back more often. You're a terrific guest. I love when you're here.
Anytime. You're the best.
Well, I appreciate that. In the new season of American Ninja Warrior, every Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central of NBC, and its host is the man, Matt Eisman. Doctor, thank you for being with
Ron.
Us. I appreciate
Always
it.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. You're
good.
The best. You are such a gentleman.
Matt Eisman. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Arizona Senator John McCain will be laid to rest on Sunday after hundreds of people attended his funeral. It seems President Trump was on the mind of a few of the mourners there. Former President Barack Obama talked of the need to return to civility, speaking of small, mean, and petty politics that he termed trafficking in bombast.
It's a politics that pretends to be brave and tough, but in fact is born of fear. John called on us to be bigger than that.
And the rebuke from McCain's daughter, Megan, was more direct.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
The president stayed away from the funeral after being asked by the family not to attend. He instead went to his nearby golf course in Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
nationwide and around the world. Speaking about around the world, our next guest, I just was told, is calling us from Madrid. You talk about an international show here, ladies and gentlemen. You've got it. He's been a friend of our show for a long time. He's played a lot of roles on television, including his memorable role with Married with Children, The Love Boat, Happy Days, Dynasty on the big screen with Pearl Harbor, The Revenge of the Nerds. He also played on West Wing. Joining us right now is Ted McGinley. Hi, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And, yeah, I'm talking to you from Madrid, Spain. I'm here with my wife. We're having an anniversary trip.
Oh.
And we started in Ireland, where we went to watch one of our sons play golf, compete over there. And now we're over here in Madrid, where we're just having the time of our lives.
Would I be too presumptuous if I asked what wedding anniversary you're celebrating?
27,
good. But in Hollywood.
Yeah, so in Hollywood years, you know, being a Hollywood guy, that's
199.
I think that's about 57.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Oh, well, so you're not going to be here for the opening of AXL in theaters nationwide.
No, yeah. You know, it's funny. I think we're calling it Axel.
Axel, okay.
And, it's funny that the only, you know, my wife and I will sit around. We're both actors, and neither of us will get work for periods of time, so we'll plan a trip, and then as soon as we plan the trip, you know, something comes up, and it's a movie or it's a show, you know, something. So now we decided from now on we're just going to plan trips.
There you go.
Absolutely can't get out of, and that's it. Anyway, so yeah, this movie's opening, and of course I'm going to miss it.
Yes.
So I'm excited to get to talk about it because it's a really great family action adventure.
That's great.
It's got a lot of E.T. Feel to it, and I think people will love it.
Now, what I saw, it says A period, X period, L period, but you're referring to it as Axel?
Yeah. You know, it's attack, exploration, logistics.
Right, right.
We actually filmed it under the name Miles, which is the name of the star of the movie, the character name, but anyway, we're going with Axel.
Well, okay, and that's what we'll go with. The guest is always right. I don't want to give away too much of this.
What do I know?
But you know,
I'm only in the beginning.
You're only in the start of the show. Well, Axel is I think this is a great premise. I don't know if this has ever been done before. It's a top secret robotic dog that was created by the military, and it's supposed to kind of help out the soldiers on the front lines. And as you mentioned, it stands for Attack, Exploration, Logistics. But after an experiment, it goes wrong, and the dog gets in the hands of the wrong people. And before you know it, the person that has the dog now turns the tables on the people that actually created him. You know, it kind of sounds like former managers and employees that I've had in the past. You know, Ted?
Yeah.
Let's turn on him.
You know, actually, the dog is a top-secret weapon that was developed that sort of became defunct and got left out in the, and just sort of abandoned and disappeared, and they couldn't find it. And so this kid, played by Alex Neustadter, who is phenomenal, he reminds me of a young Leonardo DiCaprio, finds this dog. And we're all sort of in this motocross world, so it's kind of fun and edgy and cool. Anyway, he finds him out in the middle of nowhere and befriends this dog and helps the dog and sort of repairs the dog because it's mechanical. But because it's artificial intelligence, they learn to trust each other, and it has facial recognition. It has all of these amazing skills.
Wow.
And so he actually finds the dog. And actually, the guy who's the bad guy, in a way, is kind of the people who develop it. So it's got a real E.T. feel to it, an Iron Giant. And yet it has this story about a kid and his dog.
Yeah.
And it's actually really surprisingly cool and beautiful. And the kids who star in this are amazing. Becky G, who is a major talent, and I think she walks away with this movie. The kid who plays my son, Alex McNichol, people probably have not seen before, but I compare him to Richie Cunningham as a terrible guy.
Really?
As the bad guy, as the antagonist, this kid is Richie Cunningham gone bad. I love him.
Bizarro Richie Cunningham, right?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of dog is it in the frame of?
Oh, that's That it's an amalgamation of a lot of different kinds. There's not one kind.
Okay.
It's very mechanical.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
But it does have amazing, you know, abilities and capabilities. It's got thermal imaging. It's got. It's made of titanium. And he, the kid, when he fixes him, takes a part off his motorcycle bike, his motocross, and puts it onto the mechanical dog, and so it becomes a, you know, you can see how it sort of develops this relationship with the boy.
You know, Ted, what's nice is the fact that here you have a science fiction show that is good for everybody. You know, so many times there are shows that come out, and so many times, most of the time, where, you know, if you're under the age of 18, you can't go to it because it's got all these ratings to it. This is a show that everybody can go to.
Yeah, they really went out of their way to try to make this a family movie. And you're right, there aren't any family action movies.
Right.
That have a sci-fi edge to it. But this one is made for families. And they went out of their way to try to make it that way.
Where did you film it?
In L.A., around L.A.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's funny because the first day I had a call, I had a 5 a.m. call or 4:45 in the morning, like an hour and a half from where I live in the beach. And I was like at 2 in the morning, I was leaving for work. And I was coming home about 8:30 at night, 9 o'clock at night, and having to do the same thing the next day. And I could not stay awake. I said, oh, my God, I'm not going to be. I'm too old for this business. I should have just stayed out there. But there was nowhere to stay. We're right out in the middle of nowhere. And I live at the beach, so I live a long way from everything.
That's pretty fun.
Anyway, it's fun to be around all these young kids and see that kind of energy. You know, when they're not on their phone, they're a lot of fun.
When they're not playing with Twitter, Instagram, and everything else. You know, Ted, I mentioned, of course, in the beginning, your role as Jefferson Darcy on Married with Children. A show to this very day, you and I have never talked about this, but to this very day plays well. Still in syndication. It's amazing how it's accepted. And I have sons now that are in their late 30s and early 40s, and, you know, they continue to watch it, and their kids watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah, you know, it is funny. It's translated into every single language across the country.
Yeah.
And there is a social group that responds to that group of people.
Yeah.
And I think what it is I think it's the underdogs. I think that the Bundys were the absolute underdogs, us against them.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people enjoy so much and relate to.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, it's still playing all over the world all the time.
Yeah.
Watch it here in Spain if I want.
Isn't that something? And certainly, as you mentioned before, relatable. It's not like Dallas or Falcon's Crest. I mean, this is somebody that the majority of Americans can relate to. Apparently, the majority of the world can relate to.
Not even Americans. I mean, it's huge in Australia, Germany, Israel. You know, these countries where you just think, well, I'm surprised it plays. And it plays all over the place.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still get mail from all over the world trying to track down, you know, Jefferson Darcy and get a photograph.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that when you're on American television, a lot of times, like Johnny Carson used to say, you know, you go overseas, nobody would know who he was. But in that particular case, because it plays all around the world, I mean, in Madrid, where you're at right now on vacation, they probably recognize you. You know, which brings me to another point. A lot of times when we have guests on the show, they could be at, we do the show from Orlando. They could be as close as Tampa, all right, and they sound like they're on the moon, all right? I am just amazed at the fact that you are calling from Madrid, Spain, and I appreciate you doing that, and you sound like you're in the same room with me. I don't know what kind of phone system you have there, but the whole world should have it.
It's amazing. It's funny you say that. You're like the fifth person who said that to me. And so whatever it is, I'm going to steal a phone and take it home with me, even though I know it's the cable.
That's pretty funny.
I'm going to have to find out what it is they are doing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, they're doing a lot of things right over here. It's pretty interesting. It's very, very relaxing and beautiful and such a joy to be here.
Well, good. I'm hoping that you and your wife have a great anniversary. And the show is Axel.
We are.
It opens tomorrow. And it's EG-rated. It's a family sci-fi all across the USA. Go see it. It sounds like a great premise. Hey, Ted, it's always nice having you here. Have a great vacation. Look forward to when you come back again, and we can chat about some of the ventures you got once you return to the shores of the good old USA, okay? And bring that phone with you, too.
I will. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, Ted, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too,
great
Mike.
Night. Great week. great year.
Okay. Thanks, Ted. Ted McGinley has been our guest, and the movie is called Axel. It opens in theaters everywhere tomorrow. Ted McGinley, he's a nice man and a very talented actor. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
World, it's Ron Saggi today. This is an interesting subject that, frankly, I think a lot of people obviously get, and they don't totally understand it. I didn't know that this is National Payroll Week, and joining us right now is the Director of Government Relations for the American Payroll Association, William Dunn. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Ron. Thanks.
I didn't know that there was a payroll week. I guess you learn something new every day. It's the week of Labor Day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. National Payroll Week, like you said, it's an annual event. It takes place during the week of Labor Day, And during National Payroll Week, we recognize the hard work of America's 150 million workers and the payroll professionals who prepare their paychecks week in, week out, accurately and on time every time. It was promoted by the American Payroll Association. And during National Payroll Week, the American Payroll Association recommends that everyone who earns a paycheck do a paycheck checkup. And the point of that is to just look for some simple things that will save you some money and maybe give you an instant raise.
How is that? I mean, when you think of a professional setting up the payroll for an individual, what can you find that can make that a little bit, I don't want to say a mistake, but something that makes it advantageous to the employee?
This year, the most important thing to look for is your tax withholdings, because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act changed the way the taxes are being calculated. So on our website, the nationalpayrollweek.com, we link to the IRS withholding calculator, and that's something that you can use to determine whether your payroll withholdings or your tax withholdings are going to be on target for what you're actually going to owe come April. Now, if you itemize, you might find that you are not able to write off as much mortgage interest and state taxes and charitable contributions as you could in years past. So now's the time you want to look at your withholding to make sure that you're on target for what you're actually going to owe in April. And on the other side of that, most people overpay their taxes every pay period. So the average person could put $100 right back into their paycheck by adjusting their withholding. And that's like an instant raise.
Yeah, sure. I would love to see a statistic that says how many people really not only check their paycheck stubs, but actually know what the deductions are. I mean, I've never been in an environment, I've been an employer now for many, many, many years, and I've never seen an employee come back and say, what does this mean? Because they don't even look at it. And the other problem is, and I've had this happen to me a million times, is you agree on a salary amount, and then the first paycheck, the fellow or the woman comes to you and says, well, wait a minute now. I wanted $700 a week. Now I'm only getting $495. What happened here? They don't understand gross versus the net.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The American Payroll Association puts out a book called Understanding Your Paycheck, and you can get a copy of that on AmericanPayroll.org. You know, right now we're promoting National Payroll Week and NationalPayrollWeek.com, but there is plenty of information from the APA in both of those.
Do you think the majority of the people get their paycheck, know basically what they're going to net after taxes, and frankly don't know what FICA and Social Security withdrawals are? They just don't know it. Do you find that to be the case?
You know, that's a running joke in the payroll world. Who's FICA and why does she get so much of my money? There are plenty of really savvy people looking at their paychecks. And anyone who has questions about that should absolutely talk to their payroll professional because you know your payroll pro is there to help you understand it and can take care of so many of the questions like that.
Okay, address to the employer for a moment. There's a lot of times when you have someone that has a company that doesn't have really enough employees to actually send it out to a service, or like in the older days, they had nobody to send it out to. They did it themselves. The wives did it, the guys did it, whoever was running the bookkeeping. Very tedious job, is it not, if you're doing it yourself?
Most people I talk to think it's kind of exciting. I guess it's part of getting the right person in the right job because, you know, payroll people, what I find is they're very passionate about their jobs and they're very willing to share that that information they have.
Okay. Now, I understand there's a survey that has our listeners an opportunity to win an extra paycheck. It's called Getting Paid in America Survey. What's that about, Bill?
Yeah, the American Payroll Association is giving away some wonderful prizes. So visit NationalPayrollWeek.com and take our Getting Paid in America Survey. It takes less than 5 minutes to complete, and it helps us gauge some really important payroll trends. One lucky person is going to earn an extra paycheck and a dream vacation for two.
Wouldn't you rather know what their paycheck is before you offer that? I mean, it's one thing to take an hourly wage and another thing to take an hourly rate for an attorney, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be based on the average paycheck earned in the fourth quarter of 2017. So we got pretty exact on that. We had some help from our friends in the U.S. government to determine what that is.
With the advent of the calculator, it was a lot simpler than when my mother used to do this many, many years ago for my father's business.
Actually figuring out what you're going to owe in taxes can be somewhat complicated, but it's nothing that the average taxpayer can't do and should do. And, you know, there's a couple other things that the taxpayers should look at. One, save on your taxes and save for a rainy day fund. Ask your payroll professional to set up split deposit for you. Most people choose to split their checks between a checking account and a savings account, or you could even do multiple savings accounts. So once you do that, you're saving money automatically, and you don't even need to touch the money. And another important thing that your payroll professional can help you out with is enrolling in your company's employer-provided retirement savings plan, like a 401k plan,
mm-hmm.
especially if your employer is matching all or part of what you earn. If you're not participating in that 401k plan, then you're just leaving money on the table.
Right.
If you contribute to that, it lowers your taxable income.
People need to learn more about this because there are, and I don't want to say loopholes, there are provisions in the payroll arena that can really make you save money and take advantage of, like you say, money that's left on the table. Where can we go, Bill, for more information?
For more tips on getting the most out of your paycheck, visit nationalpayrollweek.com. And while you're there, be sure to take our Getting Paid in America survey, because hopefully it'll be one of your listeners that is getting that extra paycheck and that dream vacation.
And your slogan now, I understand, is America works because we're working for America. That's very well put. I mean, that really capsulizes what those deductions are for, because they're going for Medicare, Federal Highway, Social Security, our military, and much more. So that's the right slogan to have. Bill, it's very interesting, and we invite you to come back anytime. I didn't know that there was a National Payroll Week, and as a result of that, you have shed some new light on a very important topic that includes about 150 million of our population.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Bill. Look forward to having you back, okay?
Great.
Good. Our guest has been Bill Dunn. As we mentioned earlier, he is the Director of Government Relations for the American Payroll Association. Very interesting. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
That's good for a camper on the first hour of our show on this first weekend of September, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey, from American Ninja Warriors, one of their MCs, Matt Eisman, actor Ted McGinley calling in from Madrid, Spain. You're talking about a big show here, and Bill Dunn. Next hour, we have producer, director, writer, comedian, actor. He was once a network CEO, Robert Townsend. Paul Huckman is going to be talking about a unique automobile tracker, actor from The Flash, and so many other things, our friend Tom Cavanaugh, and then Mandy Landfield will be here talking about easy meals, and that's all coming up this next hour with Ron Seggi today.